book there, Savannah, about some of the concepts, you know, letting your body work on what it needs to work on. Are these tenets that are put forward by the Center for the Advancement of Cancer Education, or are these Savannah Ray concepts? Where do these originate from?
Well, a primary mission of the Center for the Advancement of Cancer Education is to educate both institutions and people about building the immune system and the importance of having a strong, vibrant immune system in terms of working to reestablish health in the body. And so certainly they're an advocate for using natural methods to boost the immune system. My personal approach has been very body-based, partially because of some of my own training and background. I do have a background in body work, more specifically Neo-Reichian body work, which tends to be very body-based. Reich and Freud were cohorts. And they split off. And Reich became more body-based. That is, he began to see that the body has wisdom all of its own. And so some of my early training has been around learning to listen to my own body and to trust my body's cues. In this case, it really served me well that it was the beginning of January 2007 that I began having symptoms. By the end of the month, I went, something's not right here. I was in seeing my nurse practitioner for some tests. Within 3 months, I was having surgery. At first, I thought that was a long time, and a friend of mine said, "You narrowed things down in 3 months?" She said, "You're way ahead of the game. Oftentimes, people's symptoms go on for years before they finally break down and go to the doctor." So I find this philosophy of being in terms of learning to trust my body has really served me well. And it's part of the message that I want to get out today, that it doesn't matter what the diagnosis is, or even if there is a diagnosis, that every person has a set of tools that they carry around with them every day. It's the body. And the body knows. We simply need to raise our awareness in listening to the cues that it gives us. You know, sometimes we hear people say women's intuition, or I had a gut feeling. Well, those gut feelings are exactly what we need to tune into. And the main thing about listening to the body is that the body is not rational. And we live in a world that adores the head and rational thinking. And don't get me wrong, I think that there's a place for that in making decisions. But sometimes what's best for me as an individual does not make sense from the standpoint of another person. But choosing which route to take in terms of recovery is a really personal decision. And I know without a doubt that I'm still here a year and a half later when other people that were diagnosed at the same time as I have passed. And I believe that one of the differences is that I have these skills which have taught me to trust my body instead of seeing it as an enemy.